With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Former President Donald Trump wins Nevada's Republican presidential caucuses.
The former president was the only major candidate to participate in the GOP caucuses, and he wins most, if not all, of the state's 26 delegates.
They sort of knew who was going to win. You get 98%. We wanted to get over 80. And we got 98.
Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley did not participate in the caucuses, blaming what she said was an unfair process that favored Trump. So far, Trump has won Nevada, Iowa, and New Hampshire. And the GOP race now pivots to Haley's home state of South Carolina, which will have its primary on February 24th. I'm Donna Warder.
Also at SRNNews.com, authorities in eastern Tennessee searching for a suspect they say was involved in a shooting that killed one sheriff's deputy and left another wounded. Warrants have been issued for 42-year-old Kenneth DeHart. Deputy Greg McCowan was killed, and a female officer was shot in the leg and returned fire. She is being treated at a hospital. DeHart last seen in the city of Maryville, which is south of Knoxville. President Biden won't be charged in the classified documents case, but the special counsel's report didn't do him any favors.
The good news for the president is that the special counsel did not recommend criminal charges. The bad news for him is all the details. Mr. Biden was described as an elderly man with a poor memory, and photographs show the top secret documents were kept in a cardboard box in the president's garage, surrounded by household items. The report may prove to be politically damaging to the president as he tries to differentiate himself from Donald Trump's classified documents case. Greg Clugston, The White House.
And on Wall Street, the Dow is down 104 points, the NASDAQ up 158. This is SRN News. Pro-abortion advocates pushing the states to enshrine the procedure in their constitutions with a variety of dubious arguments, including the claim that many unborn babies are unwanted. Hugh Brown of the American Life League says that's a lie.
I have friends that have to go to had to go to Ukraine to adopt children. I have friends that have adopted children from Africa, from China. Right? There is a home for every child in America in the last 50 years that's been aborted. There's 10 families that would have taken them, at least.
And he wants pro-lifers to counter the pro-choice disinformation campaign.
We have to build a culture of life by being better, by bearing witness, and being fearless in the face of this evil. Everybody wants to be quiet, not offend somebody. That's got to stop. Right? Tell the truth, as Christ did.
So far, pro-abortion forces have won amendment fights in some six states. This is SRN News. The Biden administration committing over $5 billion to semiconductor research and development.
The federal government is formally establishing and preparing to stand up the National Semiconductor Technology Center, a public-private consortium which aims to reinvigorate the computer chip sector in the U.S. with targeted government support. The goal is to speed up commercialization of new technologies, bolster national security, and boost workforce training. Labor Department data shows about 375,000 people are employed in computer chip production. Semiconductors were invented in the U.S., but America now produces less than 10% of global computer chips and none of the most advanced new types. Jennifer King, Washington.
The National Weather Service confirming the first ever February tornado in the state of Wisconsin. Tornado spotted Thursday just south of Madison. Rock County officials say about 25 buildings were damaged. There were also some minor injuries. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.